This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. The author of over 30 books, including Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. On today's This Week in America, live longer with 5 servings of fruits and vegetables daily with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. That's 800-313-7757.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. There's no magic recipe for a longer life, but recommendations that you should eat 2 servings of fruit and 3 servings of vegetables daily comes pretty close. Such 5-a-day diets are strongly associated with longevity, according to research published March 1st, 2024, in the American Heart Association's journal Circulation. Our guest today, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., will discuss the results of this study and inspire and motivate you to eat more nutrient-rich produce every day and reap the myriad benefits. Susan is also the author of many books on holistic health and optimum vitality, including her latest celebrated companion book, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality, and A Hug in a Mug, revitalized with fruits, veggies, juices, soups, spices, teas, and healthy living extras. With us back on the program is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. Love the topic today. Live longer with 5 servings of fruits and vegetables daily. Can't wait to begin. Thank you for being with us.
Yes, thank you, Rick. And this is how I am. I love talking about fruits and vegetables. And this latest study is quite remarkable and very practical to add into our daily life and to help us to live longer, healthier lives. This will be a really eye-opening discussion today.
Taking notes, I am, along with the rest of the audience today, and all this information on Dr. Susan's website, of course, susansmithjones.com. Can it really be as simple as 5 pieces of produce each day. Every time we start talking about things that become somewhat complicated, somewhat difficult to do, a change in lifestyle, it seems so simple. Is it this simple?
Well, guess what? And then the good news is it pretty much is. Now, it's hardly shocking to hear that you should eat lots of fruits and vegetables every day. We know this. But there's a new study that's groundbreaking. And, it came out March of this year, and it was published in the journal Circulation. And it says that it breaks down to exactly what we could eat each day as a whole. We'll talk about more things you can add later to help you live longer. And this amount you mentioned, 5 pieces of produce daily of fruits and veggies, offers the most benefit in terms of prevention of major chronic disease and is relatively achievable to be able to consume just 5 servings a day, according to Dr. Don Wang, who's the lead study author and an epidemiologist and nutritionist at Harvard Medical School. And this wasn't just on a dozen people. What's impressive is that the researchers studied the diet and mortality among more than 100,000 men and women in the USA, over the course of about 3 decades, along with data from similar studies conducted worldwide. In other words, all the information came in on more than 2 million study participants, and that's how they made their conclusions that we'll talk about, and that I also wrote about in my new book, A Hug and a Mug, where some of the chapters are on over 100 fruits and veggies, what they do for your body, how they benefit you, ones you don't want to include in your diet, and I put them in alphabetical order. I give you reference guides to make it really practical.
And all of that at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. The book Hug and a Mug, Uplifted, all of the other books, of course, available Amazon, wherever books are sold, and at Dr. Susan's website, autographed copies. We'll talk about that as we go through our conversation today. Tell us a little bit more about what the researchers found about the benefits of fruits and vegetables. And first of all, I'm so impressed with the size of that study. As you say, so often it's just a very narrow group that they studied. This was extensive and really has a great deal of credibility to it. What all did they find?
Yes, and this should really inspire everyone because we can do this. After analyzing all this tremendous data, the researchers found that having 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day was linked to, and who doesn't want this, a longer lifespan. And when they compared people who had just 2 servings of fruit a day, of fruits and veggies, not the 5, but 2, those who had 5 servings, not the 2, Rick, had 13% lower risk of death from any cause, 12% lower from death from heart disease, a 10% lower risk of death from cancer, and a 35% lower risk of death from respiratory disease like colds, flus, COVID, all that respiratory stuff. And then, Rick, the researchers got even a little bit more specific with the recommendations, noting that having 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily is ideal, rather than like 4 servings of fruit and 1 serving of vegetables.
Right.
They're saying 3 of the vegetables, 2 of the fruit. And based on all these comprehensive findings, more than 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day won't make you live longer, but keep in mind, it will still make you healthier in your daily diet if you have more than 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. And that's why I have 5 to 7 servings of vegetables a day and usually 2 servings of fruit, because I don't want the extra sugar. as a result of my diet and everything I write about in A Hug and a Mug and Uplifted, you know that to this day, and I'm definitely a seasoned senior, a golden eye, as I like to say, I've never taken any prescription medication because I learned from my grandmother and then my decades of studies and research how to look to nature, like for foods and herbs and spices and healing teas and all the other healthy living extras you and I have talked about for decades, how to look to those things to heal your body when something is wrong with you. So the 5 servings of fruits and veggies a day, 3 of veggies, 2 of fruit, will help you live longer. But remember, that's just the minimum. If you can go a little bit more with the veggies, that will make you overall even healthier. But we can all do the 5 servings of fruits and veggies daily for our minimum.
It does seem doable, and people are probably thinking, those are broad categories. Are all fruits and vegetables created equal according to the study?
That's a very good question. No, they're not all created equal based on the findings, but, you know, I've known this for decades. The researchers discovered that the starchy vegetables like peas, corn, and potatoes were not linked to a longer lifespan. Fruit juice also doesn't count, according to the study. However, longevity foods like spinach, lettuce, kale, and carrots are considered great options for vegetables, while berries and citrus fruits got high marks in the fruit department. Now, fruit juice and potatoes specifically got called out in the conclusion, and the researchers actually wrote, quote, "These findings support current dietary recommendations to increase intake of fruit and vegetables, but not fruit juice and potatoes." Now, by the way, the American Heart Association recommends having, so listen to this, 9 servings of both daily. They recommend 4 of fruit, 5 of vegetables. I think, unless you're a child and you're active, 4 servings of fruit is a little bit too much. It's always better to go a little heavier on the vegetables, which is always my goal. And by the way, those that are wondering what's a serving size, a serving can include maybe a medium piece of fruit, not eating a whole watermelon, right? A whole cantaloupe at once. A half cup of fresh or frozen fruit or veggies, and a cup of raw leafy vegetables, probably the healthiest food on planet Earth. So both fruits and veggies are good for you. And why? Because they're filled with vitamins, minerals, fiber, phytochemicals. Phyto, I'm not talking about the name of the dog, but phyto means plant, antioxidants and more, and thus giving you a whole lot more in terms of your health benefits. And again, I have chapters on all the fruits and veggies. And what I do is I give you these everyday alphabetically ordered reference guides for all the holistic remedies you need in terms of all the foods, the herbs, the spices. And then I go through all the ailments from A to Z, and you can look up that as a reference guide and see what foods are best to heal and prevent that. I give you everything you need in A Hug and a Mug.
And Hug and a Mug and Uplifted, both available, along with all of her books, at Dr. Susan's website. Our guest is Susan Smith Jones, PhD. Her website, very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. You'll find her on X, formerly Twitter, at Susan Smith Jones. All this on her website, thisweekinamerica.us. I want to touch on a couple of things you just brought up. Why the recommendations lean more towards vegetables than fruits? Explain that for us.
Yes, that's a great question, because a lot of it comes down literally to calories. One of the biggest predictors of developing a chronic health condition is, and we've talked about this previously in other shows, is excess visceral fat. And fruit, generally speaking, has more calories than veggies. And over time, having more vegetables will allow you to get full with fewer calories. So you know, in a nutshell, here's why. Vegetables tend to be more nutrient-dense than fruit. More nutrients, fewer calories. And are especially high in nutrients that many people miss out on, like folate, iron, calcium, magnesium, and potassium. And it would make sense that if people eat more vegetables, they're getting a higher concentration of these important nutrients, which could lead to improved health outcomes. But here's another important point, and I briefly mentioned it before. Veggies also tend to have more fiber and much less sugar than fruits. They also happen to have certain compounds that promote overall health. And all the fiber in veggies helps give you that good gut bacteria, the friendly, happy gut bacteria that you want. And these veggies help to produce compounds to improve your health and reduce the risk for all disease. So if you were stranded on an island and you could have one food with you, but you wanted to stay as healthy as possible the rest of your life, go for vegetables, go for veggies, add in a little bit of fruit, and in a moment I'll talk to you about how you can kind of hide them in your diet, hide them in the meals for kids, and get more veggies in all day.
Great information on the program today. We're taking a break, coming back with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones after these messages. Topic is Live Longer with 5 Servings of Fruits and Vegetables Daily. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest. Our website, susansmithjones.com. And we're back to pick up on today's conversation right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines, plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. That's 800-313-7757. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. That's 800-915-9058.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back. This Week in America, the topic today, live longer with 5 servings of fruits and vegetables daily. Our guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. All of her information, of course, on her website, susansmithjones.com, like on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's go back and pick up on something you talked about earlier when you were going through vegetables, and I was talking about, are they all basically the same? Why were potatoes, peas, and corn called out? For many people, they're like, you know, corn, I can do that. Put a little butter in there. Potatoes, I put a little salsa on top of that. I can eat another potato. Why were those called out specifically?
Yes. Now, listen, I'll just tell you a quick little story. When you say peas, I was having lunch at a restaurant down on Montana in Santa Monica a couple weeks ago, and there was a table of a few kids. It was pretty full all around, and this kid, this child, who looked to be about 4 years old, and I could see what they were eating. They were eating salads, mac and cheese, some veggies, fruit. I saw some lasagna, but a big bowl of peas they brought them. And they were all eaten up, and this child, maybe 4 years old, yelled at the top of his lungs, "I want a pea!" And everybody, because he wanted more peas to eat,
yes.
But he said, "I want a pea!" And it was funny, and everyone looked over and laughed, and the mom turned bright red. And,
I can imagine that, yes.
It was kind of cute.
Well, that would get your attention. As you're a couple tables down, it's like, take him to the restroom, okay?
Funny.
Yes.
But potatoes, peas, and corn, as I mentioned, are known to be a little starchier in terms of the vegetables, and they have more calories than their counterparts. And while they can all be part of a healthy diet, but when you're comparing, say, spinach, which has, by the way, spinach is so good for you, 7 calories per cup, Rick.
Wow.
7 calories a cup. So you, the more you eat, it takes so much more energy to digest it. The more you eat of spinach or lettuce or leafy greens or kale and all of that, the more calories you burn and the more weight you'll lose quickly. Compared to a cup of peas has 118 calories. So there's no competition in terms of calories. Remember, probably the lowest caloric food you can eat with the most nutritional benefit are leafy greens. And keeping calories in line is what's necessary for your body and the number one thing you can do to maintain your long-term health. And especially when you get older, if you don't keep good muscle mass on your body, if you don't keep working out and weight training well into your late senior years, your muscles get smaller, they atrophy, and that will slow down your metabolism, which means that if you still eat the same amount of food every day, you're going to gain weight because you have slower metabolism. And by the way, muscle mass is probably one of the 2 main predictors of how long you live. Now, that's for another show, but you want to make sure you also exercise in addition to eating the right diet, because I always say to you that there are 3 things over which we have control. What we eat, nobody forces us, shoves the food down our throat. How we move, the exercise we get, we're in charge of that, and how we think. And we're in charge of our thoughts. And remember, my grandmother, Fritzi, would said, your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. So you want to literally have, for what this is worth, I'm just digressing for a sec, you want to have a good attitude about the food you eat. I always recommend saying grace before you eat and thanking God for the blessing of these beautiful fruits and vegetables. And remember, we're always talking about holistic wellness. It isn't just a destination. It's a journey of self-discovery and growth. And by embracing this path with openness and curiosity, like learn about these foods and teas and spices and herbs and what God has given us to keep our body healthy, when you embrace this path with curiosity and learn, we open ourselves up to profound transformation and lasting well-being. And an easy place to start is with getting a minimum of 5 servings of fruits and veggies, 2 of fruit and 3 of the veggies, a minimum.
And it's all very doable. This has been great information today. Touching the Surface, you'll find more, of course, at Dr. Susan's website and in her companion books, Uplifted and A Hug in a Mug. We'll give you all that information as we go through the conversation. What else did researchers say about the best produce to consume daily? What were some of their tips?
Okay, so get your pen and paper ready. Okay. Again, it's all in A Hug in a Mug, but I want to give you something you can use today and put it on your grocery list if you don't have it. You should have these always in your kitchen. The researchers found that the most longevity benefits in foods can be found in foods such as, what do I keep saying, leafy green veggies like spinach, all kinds of lettuce greens, kale, as well as fruit and veggies rich in beta-carotene and vitamin C, such as citrus fruits, berries, and carrots. And the green leafy vegetables are folate-rich foods. That means, Rick, that they're highly anti-inflammatory. When your body has lots of inflammation, it's the beginning of all kinds of diseases. So the diet I recommend in A Hug and a Mug is basically an anti-inflammatory diet. If you want to look 20 to 30 years younger than your age, very quickly you want to go on a good anti-inflammatory diet. And the leafy greens also promote the body's natural detoxification process and improve mental health, because they're so rich in nutrients, and they detoxify because they're filled with green. That's the chlorophyll that keeps your body healthy. And then to that, you can add a little bit more, or a lot more, it's okay, non-starchy veggies like cucumbers, radish, asparagus, cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower. Those three are cruciferous vegetables. I'll tell you something that I don't think I've ever told you before. We've talked about a lot, Rick, you and I, over the decades.
Yes.
I don't think I've told you that I eat almost a head of, and usually, a head of cauliflower a day. I have broccoli every day. It could be in a smoothie, it could be steamed, it could be raw, but I have a huge flower of it, you know, that have the florets on the top.
Oh, yes.
I have cabbage every day because cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, kale have an ingredient in them, this magical ingredient called sulforaphane, which really helps to prevent and deal with any cancer in the body. And all these foods I just mentioned are also rich in polyphenols and fiber. And the fiber, remember, improves your gut health. Most Americans don't eat enough fiber. Fiber's only found in plant-based foods, not in animal products. And these foods also will boost your immune system and your mood. And remember, you don't want to cook all your food. You want to eat, well, I eat a majority of my food raw. I don't want to cook all the nutrients out.
At SusanSmithJones.com or any bookstore, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, takes you directly to Dr. Susan's website. Great topic today, live longer with 5 servings of fruits and vegetables daily. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. We'll do it again next month. Thank you for being with us on the program. Great information.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.